This is the Daily Creative. February 2nd. What are you really trying to do? Having grown up in a rural environment, it was common visiting a friend to park on driveways, dirt driveways, wherever there was room, sometimes out in the middle of a field. Under normal circumstances, this was fine, but when it started to rain, things became infinitely more complicated. Sometimes the car got stuck in the mud. Now, when your car is stuck in the mud, the temptation is to press harder on the accelerator, thinking that all that extra force will propel you out. But in reality, this method only digs you in deeper. Instead of spinning your wheels, you need traction. Anything, some plywood, a large rock, whatever, can give you traction that you need to move forward and get out of the mire. Now, we've all experienced the sensation of spinning our wheels and getting nowhere. It can seem like the harder you try, the deeper you dig in, just like when you're stuck in the mud. What you need is a little traction. One method for gaining traction that I've often used with clients is redefining the problem by asking, what are we really trying to do here? At times, the feeling of stuckness is really nothing more than a lack of clarity about what meaningful progress truly is. Simply redefining the problem can provide a quick jolt of forward momentum. So here's the principle. If you feel stuck or when you feel stuck, redefine the problem. Here's today's question. Consider a project you're struggling to make progress on. What are you really trying to do?